Welcome to the Next Steps Bible Reading Podcast. We're in the Psalms, about halfway through the Bible. Find the Psalms and find Psalm 146. We'll be reading Psalm 146 through 148, taking any devotional pauses, thinking of some application at the end, and then closing in prayer. And I want to encourage you to do that right along with me. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you so much for the Psalms and the opportunity to read this today. Help us to be able to think of our emotions as it relates to you and our relationship with you. In Jesus' name, amen. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes and human beings who cannot save. When their spirit departs, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed are those whose help is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord their God. He is the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them. He remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the foreigner and sustains the fatherless and the widow, but he frustrates the ways of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever. Your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. That's the end of Psalm 146. Psalm of praise, looking to God as the only one we can trust. The only one who can truly help us because he's created all things. And he goes over some of the things God has done. Therefore, because he's going to reign forever. The phrase before, at the beginning of the verse, the psalm, at the end of the psalm, praise the Lord. Psalm 147. Praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord builds up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of the stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes grass grow on the hills. He provides food for the cattle and for the young ravens when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within you. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his command to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls down his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breezes and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nation. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Again, beginning and ending with the same phrase, praise the Lord. He talks about what God has done, especially for the nation of Israel. How awesome he is, how mighty he is. What's most important to him is that people put their hope in him. Psalm 148. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights above. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his heavenly hosts. Praise him, sun and moon. Praise him, all you shining stars. Praise him, you highest heavens and you waters above the skies. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for at his command they were created, and he established them forever and ever. He issued a decree that will never pass away. Praise the Lord from the earth, you great sea creatures in all ocean depths, lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy winds that do his bidding, you mountains and all hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all cattle, small creatures and flying birds. Kings of the earth and all nations, you princes and all rulers on earth, young men and women, old men and children, let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is exalted. His splendor is above the earth and the heavens, and he has raised up for his people a horn, the praise of all his faithful servants of Israel, the people close to his heart. Praise the Lord. Well, I don't know about you, but the theme of praise the Lord certainly comes across in all of these psalms. Here's what God has done. Here is who he is. So praise him. That's my application for today. Thinking of what God has done for me, thinking of who he is, and just praise him. And then praise him again, and then praise him again. What if you spent some of your prayer time today not asking God for one thing, but just to praise him, to get my eyes off of myself and what I want and onto him, because he provides all things I need. What about you? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for these psalms. And I say the same thing with the psalmist today. Praise the Lord. Father, I praise you because of how mighty you are. You are the creator. You are above all things. You are sovereign God. And you have come to rescue me, and you love me and are compassionate, gracious, and merciful toward me. And I praise you today, and help me to live in that praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.